of Hakdama before we go into the main topic. This is a new thing as far as I know in London. I've been coming here for many years. Start Medrash in Yenavos Parsha, a very interesting Medrash. Kach Me'itam. Moshe Rabbeinu was offered by the Nesi'im to bring Agolis, a new thing. Agolis, bring Agolis so they should be able to help the Levi'im carry all the Kleam Mishkan. Medrash Shteltzach of the Posuk. Kach Me'itam. What's Kach Me'itam? Moshe Rabbeinu got a shock. What happened over here? Because Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu everything which had to be done in the Binyan HaMikdash and the Mitzvah HaMishkan, everything he told them with precise detail, unbelievable detail. He didn't talk about Agolis. So because Moshe Rabbeinu was worried that he lost the Nevuah, and the Nevuah went to the Nesi'im. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, don't worry. If it was a Nevuah, I would have come to you, not to the Nesi'im. But it's Kach Me'itam. What's Me'itam? It was their idea. It was their initiative. Because Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, that was not the program. But since it was their initiative, therefore you should take it. So it doesn't say Kach. Moshe Rabbeinu has actually bring another soft whether to take or not. But he said the Medrash would be enough to say Kach. So what's the extra word Me'itam? He said, you should know that the initiative was Me'itam. And the only reason it became part of the Mishkan was because they had this initiative, so they accept it. I say, you know, our communities are very well organized, and everything is taken care of, and the positions are pretty well set. And to open up a new line like this, this is together Kach Me'itam, a unique initiative, not a regular initiative, something very special. I'm impressed by it, and that has together of Pesach B'Chvei D'Chtanya. In Pasha, we hear the story of Pesach Sheni. What's the Pesach Sheni? By you are Noshim, there were those people who were Tameim V'Loyachu Latzei says Abesa B'Yemahu. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said Lomo Nigora Lebilti Aki V'Skobon Hashem V'Noyede B'Seif V'Nei Yisrael. Chazal tells us, come on, Sukkah, everybody knows who were these two people. Who were these people? They were the Noisei Orein of Yosef. Noisei Orein of Yosef wasn't a private enterprise. It wasn't a personal question of their own grandfather. It was a project for Klal Yisrael. It was a necessity. They were doing shnichus tzibur. They were doing a good job. They were appointed for the job. And the halacha of oisik be mitzvah, potter minister, you learn from there. Stop. The everything halacha. According to Shittas Rashi, those of you who remember the sugya over there in Sukkah, Sharashi and Shachar Pasim like that, oisik be mitzvah, potter minister, not a p'tur. It's an isser. You're occupied with a mitzvah. Do it properly and fully, and don't transmit to another mitzvah mitten, because it'll be pagaya in the first mitzvah. So they're supposed to be taking the Avin Yisrael, and they're not supposed to do Korban Pesach. What are they complaining about? Lama Migora! There's an interesting question in the Orach Chaim. Orach Chaim HaKadosh asked the question. We know that of all the mitzvahs, essay, the Oynish is never chorus, except for two, Mila and Korban Pesach. All the other times we have chorus, Ramat Vav times, and the Torah, that's only when one does a lav d'oraisa, does an active issa, but refraining from doing a mitzvah doesn't bring chorus. There's two exceptions, Mila and Pesach. Where would be the ideal and suitable place to write that din chorus? In Parshas Boi, where originally all the Hilchas, Korban, Pesach are brought. In Parshas Boi, no mention of it. The only place where it's mentioned, Freder Achaim is over here in Parshas Baloischad, in the sugya of Pesach Sheni. Freita Pavos, he's got a teratapi, the sugya in Psochim, those on that, and we'll remember in some of there, he's got a deal. So, interesting, very interesting thing. We all are familiar. Mitzvahs we do, and mitzvahs we try and do. We try to do our best for mitzvahs, and we miss occasionally mitzvahs. It happens. Everybody misses occasionally mitzvahs. There is no other mitzvah that we have tashlumin for. Yeah, there's tashlumin called shiva in a korban. It's part of the ikka mitzvah, not tashlumin of this form. There is no other mitzvah, which we know, in the Torah, where there's such an institution that one has a mitzvah, and if one's not able to carry out, we've got a substitute. It doesn't exist. We have spare tires in our cars, but we don't have spare a reserve in case there's a puncture. We can't manage a mitzvah. Fulfill it. It doesn't go. This is an exception. It's form of fish is brought down that the emes. This din was not just not nizgale to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was in Marach and the Mishaynis, there's a different dictus loshon here and in Benoit Tzlochad. But it wasn't just that Moshe Rabbeinu did not receive it and we were waiting for nizgale al yoram. It's more. it was a mitzvah which was mitle tolavikoi, was dependent on what the response of the Nisa Oren Shiesa was. If the Nisa Oren Shiesa would have had a typical normal response, is, listen, we're potter, we're doing something very important for the community, that's fine, you who pays that will do this. We've all heard of it, of people who on Yom Kippur never has to eat because of illnesses or other reasons that we're going to, and then we all tell them, our mitzvah is to fast and your mitzvah is to eat. We're all familiar with this and other such scenarios. They could have done the same, and it would be right to do the same. Although, that's not what they did. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu, get cut over here. Lavan Nigora. Why are we going to be left out? And that needs explanation. What's the Lavan Nigora? You know, we're a sort of, you're doing better, you're doing this all the time. Our Lomani Gora indicates a fundamental attitude. If the attitude of a mitzvah is, I've got a duty, a debt, and I've got to carry it out, there's no Lomani Gora. We are Pturim, and they go around very comfortably. Oh, but they looked around with a different attitude. They perceive every mitzvah as being £1 million. £2 million, the question was, a mitzvah. Gerosti Gazak, a mitzvah. Okay, we have the mitzvah of Neisar, but we're missing a mitzvah. They couldn't entertain the idea that we will be going out without this mitzvah. A mitzvah is an opportunity, a tremendous opportunity. I once heard from Moshe Tkachinsky, the Mashkir of Slobodka, he said, there are people who got 613 problems and they have to find solutions for them. We have 613 opportunities. He said, well, this is a peak of expression that they have a mitzvah. I said, we have a mitzvah, but I'm looking for another mitzvah. Because Baruch Hu says, to Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know an answer. He turned to Baruch Hu, and Baruch Hu says, you know what? I'll give you a Pesach Sheni. Not only I'll give you a Pesach Sheni, in Svarim HaKadosh you state, a Moshe Tikazach. Not only Pesach Sheni was given for them on a personal level, it was given to Klal Yisrael Doiras. Somebody's missed Pesach, that's a second. The syndrome of Pesach Sheni was Nimsod HaDeiras as well. What's the syndrome? So the Shteitin Chasen Sofer, if there is a person who's got the Cheshit for a mitzvah to the same degree that he's a Lama Nigara person, he will always find that Kadosh Baruch Hu supplies him the opportunity of being mastered in a mitzvah he's lost. It won't be to the same degree as Pesach Sheni, but the same concept. The idea would apply. He gives one of his examples. He says, Pashas Yitzchak starts with a story which we don't know. Esa, which Yitzchak gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody's standing there. Says a shver. Everybody's waiting long lines. It's not their heart for Bnei Yisrael. Not good for Moshe Rabbeinu. Noble people, you're going to manage. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, a good idea. We'll divide it, make the subdivisions. Everybody knows it. And we're all surprised every time when we see this parsha. You need it. Brilliance of Yisrael, he must have been a brilliant man, Yisrael. All the Shiva Abedizorah, everything he did a lot. But you need his brilliance for such a portion of Yisrael. Every housewife knows such a Yisrael. It's a double portion. But you need that. Yisrael, initially we need it, because I'll say, Hoshir Pasha Echaz. We give him credit, the Kabbalah take a Pasha. And we call Pasha Kabbalah Tatera. Yisrael is the Pasha of Matan Tatera. Al Shemoy, what's going on here? We all know the Chazal that when Paray wanted to do the Eitz against Eden, Shloisha Hoyu Ba'oisa Eitzah. So, Eoiv, he got his Yisurim, Bilam got his Misa, and what did Yisra do? Plus, and he ran away. Why did he run? He understood they can't give a good Eitzah. He'd love to give a good Eitzah to Yisra, but he can't. He can't, because he knows who he's dealing with. Whatever you say, it won't go. It's just not going to be accepted. What's happened so far? There you have the typical syndrome again. He wanted to give a good Eitzah. He wanted to give a good Eitzah, but he couldn't. We're going to check it out. Because Baruch was maling. You hear it? He was maling. He hid from Klal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu and everybody. And pushed the Eitzah. Which of course, as we say, everybody's going to come with. And nobody even thought of it. If we stand in these long lines for Moshe Rabbeinu, comes along Yisrael. He says, listen, I've got an Eitzah for you. That was initiative. That was the point. But says the Chazal, why was he Zoyche to it? Because he missed an opportunity of giving a good Eitzah, and that's what he went. He had this Lama Nigora drive. He didn't look at him and say, well, I can't give an Eitzah, I'm Potter. If I'm Potter, I go on with my life. It bothered him constantly. Such a pity. I was in Mitzrayim, and I was called in for consultation, and I wanted to give a good Eitzah, and it didn't go. I realized in the situation, the climate didn't allow it. It wasn't possible. If it wasn't possible, I had to move forward. But for the vagus of the whole time, where's the Tereza which I should have given? Well, give the substitute. Akari Kati was Mali Mitzvah, Claudius Ross, a portion of Eitzah to give him the opportunity. Then he says, everybody has the same idea. If he only wants to look for this attitude, that his attitude won't be, when my Chiyuv is over, Baruch Hashem, Potter. Why Chiyuv, I'm Gantam Potter? Gantam! His name. That person won't get a substitute, but somebody says, Rotten, in the sense, the Erech of a Mitzvah, then Mitzvah will be supplied to him. So I'm looking at Rashi as well. So Rashi, at the beginning of this whole Pasha, starts off that it describes when this happened. So Rashi, a Shver Rashi, in Tet Aleph, the Gnuson Shal Yisroel HaKosav Madar. He says it should have been a different say. He went to Makater, Posik Aleph. What was the Gnus of Yisroel? Shekol Arboim Shona Shoyba Midbar. Lo Yekiva Lu Pesach. This was the exclusive Pesach, called Pesach, which was brought throughout all the 4 years in the shape. But there was a reason for it. What was the reason for it? Agedim, you know, all those who learn Kiddush, you know, Taisus and the Kiddush, Lam Zayin, Freyde Kasha. What kind of Gnus is it? Why is it a Gnus? They were potter. The halacha was, they're not supposed to bring Korban Pesach. Lekater, the Arichas in Maral, those who look at the Guraya, in the Geshmak of the Shainis, he explains, the group is a Gnus. For Taka, they were potter. And not only they were potter, was also to bring. But he says, the person who loses the opportunity of doing a mitzvah, of course there's Gnus we're talking about. They're not Mugunim. But the fact is, like you would say, there's a person who lost an opportunity of a great business deal. Other people made big money and he was left behind. The Gnuson, he says, no, in the real business, in the Olam Haba business, the Ruchnis business, Gnuson, she is Yisrael, HaKosav Medaber. As I shtelted the Maral here, Baruch, which is the same type of idea. We find in the Parsha a little further, here, which when we read that first, it sounds a bit surprising, where it described what happened to the Chalios when they start moving. They start moving, but they also start moving. Followed religiously wherever the honor went. They listened to all instructions, the honor moved, they moved. Then the posse goes ahead, the next posse. Sometimes the Baharicha honor on a Mishkan Yomim Rabim, again, Lo Yisu. The Esh Mispra Mishkan, Yachanu Ape Hashem Yisu. If you go through the Psukim here, you'll see 6 or 7 times again, Ape Hashem Yisu, Ape Hashem Yachanu, repeated over and over again. And the Rishayim Shtalim says, what's the Kiddush? The Ramban, there's a Sifona who puts it beautifully, all the Psukim itself as well, that they shtel that we're talking about the godless of Klal Yisrael. Klaus were in a midbar with absolutely no knowledge what the next step's going to be. They have no information what the next step's going to be. There's going to be a next step, but they don't know. Sometimes they came to a beautiful place, said, oh, Baruch Hashem, we're at a nice place, and they expect to sit here and get comfortable next morning. The honor went, they had to go. Sometimes they were in a place which, like the Rishonim point out, was not so comfortable, not so suitable, they got stuck there. Sometimes they're just about to unpack their things, they're sitting Sipporni is Marek, and maybe they would like to get themselves settled, they told them it goes. Ikitzer, Api Hashem and Pia Yisuba, Api Hashem Yachano, they explain, wasn't just telling the facts which the first person could have told, it's a lot more. That Titus Row were completely flexible and were prepared, irrespective of the difficulties which it incorporated, to move as Kishbroker directed. Never mind, I forgot before to tell you the Hatzel Zarachayim Kodesh. I'm sorry, I must come back. He said, the Tellus, if I may go back to where we said before, we asked the question right at the beginning, why is the din of Kodesh not mentioned in Pasha's boy? The Tellus is Poshet. After where we learned that this is a unique din, which is this gale, that every time a person has a mitzvah, which he has a little only gora feeling about, he supplied the substitute. Had they known previous year, this is not a regular mitzvah. But that the korban pesach is a unique mitzvah. Then we would not be able to learn from that for any regular mitzvah. Because we would fall only for a unique, special mitzvah, like korban pesach, which is exceptional by the fact that to go to kovach to be too light, there you have the substitute system. That's what Gush Rochel was not megaliate earlier. But now we're saying back, sorry, to the Arachayim of Kodesh over here. And the Arachayim of Kodesh over here, stelt sich aber dick to question. So the loss of the pot is not al pi Hashem chonu, va pi Hashem nosu, which it should be, which is happened. Al pi Hashem they journeyed, and al pi Hashem they went. If you look in the pot, the whole time we're used, got the yud there. Al pi Hashem yisu, va pi Hashem yachanu. Those people who are interdicted will know that sometimes you do have this catering for the modern here talk about where sometimes even when talking about the present continuous, there is a utility of a yud, because from the vantage point where they were standing, it was the future. The Arachayim HaKadosh that the Mechidik about says every time they use the Lashon yud al shem hamachshava al yosher Moshe, not sure yosher, all of the machshava, it brings other ayahs. There is an Indian that the yud is al shem hamachshava. Then he says, I'm tired of what? Oh, you're very tired. He says, like this. He says, we're talking about the remes, that there were certain people who didn't just do what the Ramban and the Bal and the Sifona and other Rishonim learned. That they tolerated this tremendous instability of program of where to live, and they were prepared to go with the honor. No. He said, they had no other daya except to do what Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted. So he says in the Lashon, Sheloi hoyu chafetim. So it's not that they had their own agenda. We would like to stay here. But the folks said to go, okay, we'll tolerate it. We're from Eden. We'll do what we're told. The Olin goes, the Aish goes, we go. Is that what happens? He says, their agenda was to do what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Ati Hashem Yisu, Vati Hashem Yachnu is describing that irrespective of the conditions, not the conditions gave them an attitude and they said, well, because Broker said the other one, we will follow. No, they had regulated their mind to think, we'll do what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, and that we'll do exclusively, nothing else. We'll exclusively do what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, and in Mele, he said, that's the mind of Gedolim. If we think it through, we'll see. So a Moyadika Bitui expression here of the famous two Mishnahs Chazal say, there is Batel Retzoincha Mipnei Retzoinoi, and there's Asei Retzoincha Retzoinoi. And the response of the Chazal is also identical. Because if you're Mavatel, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mavatel Retzoinoi Acherim. If you're Asei, Kodesh Baruch Hu does Asei, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes Retzoinoi Acherim Retzoincha. Here we have a clear expression of both. The Ramban and Sifon were talking about a Gvaltik Madrega, but the Madrega was people who were Mavatel Retzoinoi Mipnei Retzoinoi. It's takashver. We can't get away from it. It's difficult. We're just getting organized here. Something to go. It's a place which I'd love not to stay, but Hashem says to stay, I'll stay. That's batel retzoinoi retzoinoi. It's a madrega, but it's not the lama nigora madrega. It's not the higher madrega. There's a higher madrega, which is, I don't have my own dinner. I don't have my own opinion. You know what my opinion is? I want Lotan Hashem. And if I want Lotan Hashem, it's secondary to comfort or not. It depends what the attitude. If my priority is comfort, only I've got a duty to do mitzvahs, no, then you'll be in the madrega of batel retzoinoi. You're a batel. Yeah, I'm a batel. I'm a batel for Hashem. But the person went to a higher darga. He asei retzoinoi retzoinoi. That means that his lotzen ashayach poitz Hashem. So there was no question of yes or no. His comfort was his lotzen Hashem. If his comfort is lotzen Hashem, api Hashem yisu, api Hashem yachin. We see a very similar thing in the Hemshech HaParsha. We see famous Chazal on the Pasuk, Vayisu me'ar Hashem derech shloishes yomim, Va'aroyim v'ris Hashem noisea lefneem derech shloishes yomim, Losur lohem menucha. Chazal said on this Pasuk, Vayisu me'ar Hashem, they went from her derech shloishes yomim, God brings down, when they left the Mokum of Har Sinai, they were expected, anticipated to go into Israel within 3 days. But unfortunately, start off the Parsha, which is the painful Parsha of Misoinanim, We don't want to go into it now, but there was the complaining about the food, etc. As a result of that, everything got delayed and the 40 years developed. So again, Vayitzu me'ar Hashem derech shleishis yomim, there was a taina on them, Chazal say, a very peculiar lashon. The lashon Chazal in Gemara and Shabbos, ketinoik haboy reach mi beis ha-sefer, like a child running out of school. What's a child running out of school? Chazal medayek from the lashon shin Vayitzu me'ar Hashem. It should have been, I mean, they were going up the halacha. We said before, Api Hashem Yisuf Tishiyachlo. Where were they moving? Wherever the Aron went, they went. Wherever the Aron went, they went. And they followed instructions perfectly. So therefore, you would look at the Geluyah. So you look at the outside, they all carry out the mitzvah identical to where they were supposed to. Abba Chazal said that the Torah was Boidit Bifnim, made an internal inquiry and found out that there was a different attitude. What was the attitude? Vayisu Mehar Hashem. It should have been by Yisu El, not the Yisu Me. Chazal Amadai from there, it was as if Klal Yisrael running away from Har Sinai. What's the runaway from? Chazal said, like a child running out of a school. What's the idea of a child running out of a school goes to Klal Yisrael here? They tell a story that once in Eretz Yisrael, they have to make drills from time to time what will happen if there's an air raid siren. The kids got to get out of the school, so they timed the time. They made an attempt, not a false alarm, but just to see how long it will take for them to get out. And they timed it. And then, a few hours later, it was a break time. They all got out a lot quicker. Why did they get out a lot quicker? There's a Tina Kabajach, we base a safer, that's the quickest run. That's what Chazal means here. Tina Kabajach, we base a safer. So they get out of school, they're out. But what's the movement of a Chazal shoulder running out? So the Chazal explained what the idea is. They were afraid if they would stay in Har Sinai further, we'd already Tayag Mitzvah. Who knows? There might come some more. Over the Lo Hoysevale, there's plenty. Very nice. We'll carry them up. Lawyer there. That's the get of a Tina. They ran from Har Sinai. Phew, that's enough. We've had Baruch Hashem except there, but that's fine. No more. Vayisu Me'ar Hashem. That was critique on them. Why was it critique for the same idea? Because it would indicate that somewhere there was this perception of, maybe we'll describe it like this, a child perceives that the real life is outside school, and school is, as we would say, it's a binding responsibility, a duty, sometimes more, sometimes less, but it's a choiv, and it's a heavy choiv. A choiv, you got to pay. When you're over, you're out of the duty. That's what Tina Kabarak and Moses Zaver indicate. But Kishmoka did not expect us to accept Torah under the attitude of a Tinek Habayachavita Sefer. Kishmoka wanted to accept it as a great opportunity. The attitude should have been Gabaltic. I should get some more mitzvahs. Not, we'll go further. But Halavai, mitzvahs so tremendous, Eshonokopo, maybe we'll get some more. So Chazal determined this slight nitir, and that's called the Yisu Mehar Hashem, although the Apostle doesn't say anything very clearly, but the Gemara in Shabbos and Zayin talks about it, that there is because of this, there came in the Pasha of the Hebrew and Sayyid to make a hafsid, and this caused the Klal Yisrael didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. They weren't yet ripe to go to Eretz Yisrael because they didn't have the correct attitude. To go to Eretz Yisrael, they needed this attitude, not that a mitzvah is a burden, got to be done, and it will be done. Oh, but no, it's got to be an opportunity. When one looks at an opportunity, it's a different attitude. With that attitude, the Siyata Nishmaya, they can accept more data. State the Afilu yet more. As the Oyma Ke'inyan, if one usually understands that the conditions determine the attitude. And the emesis that we see here from all these inyanim is the opposite. The attitude determines how comfortable or uncomfortable it is. Given a marshal, says, people don't like difficulties, we're all. There's nobody who likes things that we all like it easy. Oh, but even people who like things easy and like things comfortable, when they go on holidays or they go out for some excitement, yeah, they're prepared to put on peculiar efforts and do unusual things and stress and strain themselves out because having a good time. And the same type of effort that they'd never do for normal activity. But having a good time, they're on holiday and everybody's sitting in society. What really is the determining factor? It's not the comfort or the discomfort determined, it's the attitude. If I'm doing this, I really enjoy it, I want to do it, whether or not the anger not giving it, but he's doing it because it's a dumb thing. And machtas b'chefet lev, as difficult, that's part of the game. It's sports, it's geschmack. And the same thing if it's a duty, which you don't really feel sure you've got to do, or you can actually get out of it, it becomes difficult. So the difficulty is not objective. The difficulty is not determined by the criterion of how easy or difficult a situation is. What really determines is the attitude. If the framework is, psh, I mean, it's a good old thing, then the difficulties are nelum. They go, they're not there. And if the attitude, if it's a duty, what have I done to carry my duty? Do I still have any chiyubin? Then every difficulty will be an obstacle. We will see an interesting thing that maybe, short of time, I want to finish in time, but we'll finish over the first famous Rashi in the Parsha. Aloitcha Taneirois, says Rashi, when Aaron saw that all the Nesiim were involved in Chanukas Hamishkan, Choshedaita. I don't like to translate Choshedaita, maybe it's unhealthy, because I couldn't find the precise English connotation of Choshedaita. But Choshedaita, I'm sure you all know what it means. Choshedaitoi, Shaloyim and Chanukah. Lohu, Goloshiftoi. Omanakot, Boko, Chayecho, Shelcho, Gidei, Mishrem, Sha'ata, Mavlik, Umeitiv, Benevas. It's got some to say. We could understand that Aaron would respond to a situation like this, that everybody's bringing, he's not bringing, with either anger, with jealousy, a lot of other midas which we will not discuss, but there are responses of people who feel left out. All those responses don't fit into Chol Shadayta. What's Chol Shadayta mean? Chol Shadayta has only one description. Chol Shadayta is a connotation of saying, it appears I am not suitable. Love to have a mitzvah. They all have the opportunity of making a Chanukah Beit HaMikdash. They're all involved in something which is so important, and apparently I'm only good for regular jobs. But to inaugurate a Bechstel and set something up, that seems to be on me. Chol Shadayta, I'm useless. And first of all, it's useless, that's very depressive. Yeah? Aray was Chol Shadayta. I'm not able to get what I have to get. Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Shem Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shulcha Godel Mishlem. What's Godel Mishlem? Ata Mavlik O Meitev Zeneira, that you are Zeicha to be Meitev Zeneira. In Sfarim of Deshim Shed, do you know why he was Zeicha to this Meitev Zeneira? Uniquely, because he had the Chol Shadayta in the right way. He wasn't jealous, he wasn't upset, he wasn't insulted, not angry. You know what he was? I must be useless. Something wrong with me. And what was wrong? What was he concerned or bothered by? Opportunity of mitzvah lost. And the lost opportunity of mitzvah. I can't live with that. So he was given a mitzvah, which Chazal say, Shalcho Godel Mishalem, Shalcho Kayam Noiram. We have not time tomorrow. We all know from Chanukah, famous Ramban, that this is the Kayam Noiram. The basic mitzvah, unfortunately, doesn't exist. Shteit Ramban, you know why it exists, Shalcho Kayam Noiram? Havlok Zenegas of Chanukah, Ad Hayyim Azeh, has got in it a sneeze. Has gotten an element of the original Havloka of Aaron. How? We haven't got time to go into it. But there doesn't exist such a thing. Akedekach, that is stated, the Sfarim of Gershim, that by Aaron having this Indian, he didn't just create a mitzvah Menorah. He did more than that. The mitzvah Havloka Tanegos of Ner Chanukah is, bin Husoy, an expression of something, Beis HaMikdash shtick, which goes even in the time when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Because it's a shtick, it's a diluter, but it is a sneef, something of the original Hadlokah. That means he brought the Beis HaMikdash into our home. To bring the Beis HaMikdash into our home is a hechatimsa of bringing Be'er Hashem eventually the Binyan Beis HaMikdash Shlishi b'meiru yameinu amen.